flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, Valentine's Day as well. Thank you so much for being with us. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Bar's getting full. A lot of people showing up to hang out on a Valentine's Day afternoon, which we certainly appreciate. You've got another hour to come by and see us if you'd like to. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. A lot to get to in the final hour. Look ahead to the weekend, obviously, the All-Star Game, some of the other things going on as well. Atlanta United's got their final friendly before the regular season gets underway next weekend. We're going to talk just a little bit about, in about 20 minutes, about now that the NFL is over, Super Bowl last Sunday, and now we're into, you know, you're into combine season and getting ready for the draft and all that, but there's not going to be football on TV on the weekends. Where does some of your attention shift to? I've got one that might surprise you a little bit, and I'll get there in about 20 minutes.
I threw as many options on
we're
this
diving
list
in.
As I could.
Like, we've always had our toe in, me and my wife, about this sport. But, like, over the last couple of weeks, we've really kind of gone for it. So we'll see if it continues. But I've got an answer in 20 minutes that might surprise you a little bit. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. So we'll get there then, 404-726-0929. Final hour. As always, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
It's getting a little warmer out today than it has been. It was cold this morning.
It was cold as hell this morning.
I know. It was cold this morning.
We had frost on the windshield.
Yeah.
I haven't had to, like, scrape my windshield in order to take the kids to daycare in a long time. I'm glad I had the old scraper still in the glove compartment. I didn't even know I had it.
I have a mini scraper that I bought for like $4. Works great because we're not scraping real ice and snow.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of...
We're scraping like whatever remnants of frost there are. It doesn't take much, you know, elbow grease to get it out of there. So I got a mini one and just right in the car door it sits.
I still have
the one. Little fella.
Mine is from Puget Sound Energy Cooperative Credit Union, which is where my mom worked when I was a kid. When I opened my checking account there when I was in high school, they gave me a window scraper. And it's been in every car I've ever had. I still have it.
Now, I mean, because I grew up, and especially when I lived in D.C. and Cleveland, we had like the two-handed.
Yeah. With like
you
the
can
mittens
really,
on it because
you
your hands are cold.
Really get some force behind it. This thing's just like a little pencil thing. And it works.
And you use it about twice a year. Today was one of those days. So
I use it. We've talked about this, I think. I use it anytime my window's got any ice on it because I refuse to wait. Mm. I will drive out like the smallest little pinhole of visibility if I need to.
But. Yes, I will. It'll be pretty dangerous. Like the amount of... like window that's actually visible for me to find it like okay to drive because you just roll the windows down on the side.
I was just going to ask you.
See.
I was just going to ask you if you have to open the window so you can turn.
Because to get out of my driveway sometimes, like traffic will be going.
Your driveway, by the way, and I dropped you off the other day from one of the watch parties, and I realized what I should have done, but I didn't know if at the time I should have done it, was try and turn around at the top of your driveway.
Yeah, there's enough space.
Your driveway is a heck of a problem to back out of, even with the backup cam.
But
my backup cam's not very good.
Yeah.
Like, it's barely visible clear. Mm-hmm. That was tough.
Yeah.
That was tough. And it looked straight, but I'm a moron who can't keep the wheel straight. So I had some problems. I think I did all right.
Yeah, you just have to.
I should have just turned around up there, though.
That's the best move. Turn around top of the driveway, then you can go.
Then it's easy. Then you can zoom down that thing out. At 40.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're backing out, you just have to get aggressive and just make people stop.
Well, I don't even mean the road part. The road part was fine. Because
oh, just
of the
backing
time,
up
but
in general.
From where I dropped you off.
Well, it's also a tough one. It's very bumpy. Driveway's pretty crappy. We need to get it recovered and resurfaced.
Well,
someday we'll get there.
You also have the fence is pretty close one side, and there's a couple of bushes pretty close on the other. You don't really have like a lot of room to maneuver, and then like
it's a tight
fit. If you feel your wheel kind of go off the concrete, then you readjust. But
that's a tight fit.
I did it. I did it. Like bravo from me.
I know.
Five points to Gryffindor.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I took a little bit to think about it, called my little brother, and then we decided that it was a great idea to go out there and represent. It's not just about me, it's about everybody else around me, and I mean the city and everybody that's a part of this that helped me get here.
Yeah, that's Trae Young earlier in the week talking about the decision to accept the invitation to be an all-star as an injury replacement. Giannis Antetokounmpo gets hurt. Trae slots in with the 12th spot, second straight year that he's been added due to injury. And it's something that he's had to consider because a couple of years ago he was invited in this fashion and decided not to go. So I like that he's going. Obviously, I think we all agree he probably should have been an all-star in the first 12 anyway, whether as a starter or one of the seven reserves. He wasn't, so he gets added this way, but the history books aren't going to remember that he was an injury replacement.
That's my thing.
The history books are going to remember that he was an all-star, and this is now four.
Where do you go to find out how many times a guy's been an all-star?
I usually would go to their basketball reference page.
Okay, I go to their Wikipedia page.
And then you have a little star next to their year.
So on Wikipedia, they just have a panel along the right side, and it'll just say, like, four-time all-star.
Yeah. Same thing is true on basketball reference.
And
on the left side, there's a star next to the year where they've been all-stars. On the right side, you can find out if they were all-NBA or defensive player of the year.
Yeah, but that's still like the little initial box where it says ASU. Like, it says four-time all-star.
Yeah,
right?
He's
there
an
on the wiki page.
He's got four stars.
And yeah, you're right.
Like, could have five because he declined to go the one time.
Well, and that's part of the discussion. It's like no one he's allowed to feel however which way he wants to feel about it. And his decision, I don't think, is about depriving fans. Like, it's his decision. But I don't know. I feel like it was something I would always want to do.
I do, too. Now, again, I understand his frustration of, like, I'm putting up numbers.
What do I have to do to get in?
I'm leading the league in this category. I'm playing like this pretty consistently.
I'm also doing what you guys kept saying and criticized me for doing.
How am I an all-star this year for doing this, and then I'm doing it better this year, and I'm not an all-star?
No.
So, I understand his frustration about the inconsistency of the voting process.
But I just don't know if I would ever let it take me away from the point where I would turn it down.
I don't think that he should, but I also think that the inconsistency is due to the team's success or lack thereof. Like, if the Hawks were 15 games over 500 right now, then it would be easy every single year and no one would think about it. Unfortunately, because I think this is true for the Hawks even more so than some other teams in the NBA, when the Hawks are kind of middle of the pack like this, they very quickly get out of the national conversation and out of the consciousness of some of the people that make these decisions. So either way, Trae's going to be there on Sunday for the All-Star game. I think his team's got a great chance to win it, honestly. I know this isn't something that we've really talked a lot about, but this is so he's on Chuck's team. He's on Charles Barkley's team. Why not? Why can't I do this?
Because you just said we don't know who cares or who's going to try hard. Like, you're going to go with the premise of it's got a pretty good team on paper. And
I think he's got guys that are going to try hard.
Okay, so that's your premise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, because he's got, like, okay, it's him, right? I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander probably tries hard. I think it's Şengün's first All-Star game. I think he tries hard. I think Wemby is going to try hard. He's got Jokic, who I do not think will try hard, but also doesn't have to try hard in order to be effective.
Sure.
All-Star game's perfect for Jokic's, like, general vibe because he works at that speed anyway. Now everybody's working at his speed. And then he's also got Karl Anthony Towns as a great shooter and Donovan Mitchell. I think his team's got a great chance to win. What do you think?
60-1 sounds like a great value there. I don't know what to think. Like, I mean, I'm interested in the format.
Shaq's got all the old guys. Kenny's got all the young guys. And Chuck's got all the European guys.
The young guys, European, sure. The young guys you could sell me on getting after. The old guys, guys that have been there 10, 12 times, like, no shot.
Oh, yeah.
No shot.
No, I don't think Shaq's team has a shot. They got LeBron, Steph.
I mean, we talked about this
Kevin
a little
Durant,
bit yesterday.
Damian Lillard, James Harden, Kyrie. Yeah.
I mean, the real problem.
Obviously, those guys are great.
The real problem could be whoever comes out of the Rising Stars game.
Yeah, the Zachary Risacher-led Rising Stars.
Well, but there, you want to talk about who is going to try hard.
Those guys.
And that is not like, hey, Chuck's got a team that maybe I think can try hard. Like, SGA might try hard. Sengun might try hard. Like, the young guys are going to try hard.
Uh-huh.
Now, they might get, like, told, like, especially if they play the old man team.
Don't be diving, like, for loose balls.
Hey, man, y'all need to chill out.
Yeah, don't be trying to close out at the three-point line.
LeBron out there. You guys know I'm the GM of most of this league. Y'all better
calm
down.
Somebody lands on a foot coming down from a three. It's like, hey, Bruce Bowen, what are you doing out here, man? You better ease up, young fella.
Now, we've got the Rising Stars tonight. Do you ever tune in for the celebrity games?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. I expected that to be the discussion.
I do. I know when I was a kid, like when they did Rock and Jock, I would watch that stuff.
Well, that wasn't attached. That was its own thing.
Right. But
those were great.
And I think when I was a kid, I probably watched like the celebrity softball game and stuff like that.
I still watch it. It's still my favorite thing. I love the celebrity game.
I saw that the celebrity basketball game is coached by Barry Bonds and Jerry Rice.
Okay, they're up in the Bay
That's
Area.
Kind of. Oh, okay. All right, that makes sense.
Did you not put those two together?
I didn't. I was like, that's the weirdest duo of non-basketball people. Okay, they're in San Francisco. All right, there we go. I'm a little slow. That makes sense. I really didn't put that together at all.
I can't believe that. That's the first thing when you said.
I was like, what are those guys doing there?
As soon as you said Barry, I was like, all right, Bay Area makes sense. Who's the other guy?
That makes
Jerry Rice.
Because Barry Bonds wouldn't be there if it was anywhere else. Yeah, that's.
I'm always interested at who actually can ball. Sometimes celebrities and some like pseudo celebrities, like Shelby McEwen is a high jumper. He won the silver medal. He should have accepted the tie for gold, but he didn't. Like, I bet he can ball. Like, he can leap, right? Like,
yeah, I mean,
most high jumpers probably grew up playing ball.
Since we're doing it, we might as well do
it. Yes, I forced it.
By the way, it's Barry Bonds and 2 Chainz. They're co-coaches.
Okay.
They got Kai Cenat.
Kai Cenat?
Kai Cenat is on their team. Noah Kahn. He's a musician.
Musician.
Music I like.
Yeah.
Pablo Schreiber. Maybe he's related
now,
to
Pablo,
Liev.
I think they're half brothers or something.
You've heard of these people?
Yes. Pablo was in Den of Thieves, one of the greatest movies of all time. Pablo.
Dylan Wang.
Don't know that one.
Okay,
Pablo's like 6'4", though. 6'5". He's a big dude.
Baron Davis, I've heard of.
B. Diddy?
Alicia Gray, I've heard of. Danny Ramirez?
Nope.
No.
Actor. Boxer?
Actor. Mickey Guyton? Anybody? Musician.
G-U-Y-T-O-N?
Yeah.
Musician. I think musician, yeah.
Tucker Halpern?
Don't know that one.
Musician. Rome Flynn?
No.
Yeah, those are celebrities.
Rome.
Drewski is on Jerry Rice's team.
But he's not going to be that good, right?
Who
knows? Like Escalade?
What do you say, just because he's big?
Yeah.
Big guy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
He might have a little big guy game every once in a while.
Like I said, Escalade.
Yeah. Shaboozy.
All right, I was just looking at some of his new stuff.
Chris Brickley? That's tough. That's a tough basketball name.
Well, we talked about the Brick nickname already.
But he's a basketball trainer, apparently.
Yeah.
Walker Hayes is a musician.
Musician.
Okay. Oliver Stark.
Nope.
Actor.
I figured that.
Shelby McEwen, you just talked about.
Yeah, high jumper.
Bailey is a WWE star.
Yeah.
One name.
She's
WWE
tiny, though.
Star. A.P. Dillon, musician. Terrell Owens, he can play.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to try hard. He's going to try to dunk on somebody.
He's still trying to prove that he can get back to the NFL.
All
Who
right.
needs a receiver out there?
There's an example of the type of stuff that happens when football is over. We're going to talk about other sports that are on television that you might be watching. And I'm honest with you. We've gotten really into this one over the last couple of weeks. We'll see if it continues. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Booyaka! Well done. Well done. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Final couple segments for us, final hour of the show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic? Great questions yesterday. Kind of sent us down some weird winding paths, which was good. That's always kind of what you hope for in the AMA. So we'll get the phone lines open for you in about 20 minutes at 404-726-0929. Before we do that, this is always something that we kind of, you know, there's like a moment in the sports calendar where, and it happens a few times a year, where there's a little lull, right? NFL season comes to an end last weekend in the Super Bowl. You spend a lot of the week talking about that,
yeah,
and then maybe applying some of that to what's going on with your team. And honestly, the real answer to the question is what takes over without the NFL?
The NFL offseason.
The NFL offseason.
Yeah, combine, yeah, draft. Yeah, yeah, of course.
The NFL regular season is now over. Well, postseason. The NFL season,
yeah,
is now over. And now the NFL offseason takes over. And that'll drive a lot of our conversations over the next couple of months as, you know, unfortunately, for the however many year in a row, this is the time of year that the Falcons need to get right. So the other time of year, we can have a little bit more fun. We asked this question a couple of years ago. Like, as a Falcons fan, what do you genuinely enjoy more, September through January or February through August? Like, the off season or the actual season? And a lot of people were like, oh,
different years might have
they
different
answers.
They don't
hurt me as much, like, in the off season. Although last year,
are we sure about
last
that?
Year, I think they did. Yeah,
are
I
we
think
sure?
Last year they sent people's heads spinning. So yeah, I mean that's what it'll be. It's the combine in a couple weeks. Obviously, we'll spend a lot of time talking about that. We'll talk to our guy Emory Hunt, who's one of our favorite talent evaluators, among others. We'll get other folks involved in
get
the
Greg
mix too.
Cosell back on.
Craig Cosell is always fun to talk to. Used to talk to Daniel Jeremiah, but now he's
too big.
He's too big. He's too popular.
Yeah.
He's too popular. But, yeah, obviously that'll be a lot of the conversation.
But with the exception of the draft and the combine,
yeah,
and maybe a random some pro days, you're not watching it on you're not watching the NFL offseason on TV.
You're
it's
not.
Happening.
You're
but
reading
it's not,
about it. You're
yeah,
thinking
exactly.
about it. You're debating it with your friends, whatever. But then after the draft, I mean, then it's like, all right, like, you're really just kind of waiting for an OTA, or maybe your team makes a move or something like that, but probably
periods,
not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then it kind of gets you to summer. You also have that horrible time in the summer where there's nothing going on in football at all. The only thing that happens to your NFL team in July is somebody gets arrested. The All-Star game happens in baseball, and there's those days where there's no sports.
Well, you also have the wrap-up of hockey and NBA too, where it's now it's just baseball.
So that's been mine. Is over the last couple of weeks, and I don't know what it is exactly, but my wife and I tuned in and watched the Beanpot final on Monday, Boston University. We both went to Boston University. That's where we met. And when we were there, we went to a lot of hockey games. It was fun.
It's weird to hear it called Boston University.
BU?
I just hear it called BU so often.
Okay. BU. We watched BU play and
I didn't
win.
Say you had to not call it.
And win the Beanpot on Monday.
That's right. Congrats.
And so we're going to tune in and watch him play tonight. They're playing against Providence tonight, so we'll watch that. And that sort of sparked
big Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's real romantic over there at the Bunker household. We're going to watch some Boston University hockey and maybe have some red wine. Who knows?
Yeah, and drink like a Moscow Mule in honor of the key of the netminder?
No, maybe. Yeah, we're pretty fired up about that Russian goalie they got over there. But, yeah, so hockey's kind of in it. We watched some of the Four Nations Cup, or whatever you call it, challenge, the last couple nights.
Yep.
Fun to see the U.S. beat the hell out of Finland last night. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, four-nation face-off.
But, it's I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Like, you have this little bit of time. For me, I always really ramp up my golf watching this time of year, too, because the tournaments get better. They're playing at courses that you like to watch. Like, obviously, they played at Pebble. This weekend is at Torrey Pines. You got some of the big ones leading up to the Masters in April. But so, for me, that one oftentimes fills some of the weekend viewing. Does it even change for you? Like, you watch so many weird things anyway.
It does.
Like, does your viewing pattern even change this time of year?
Well, the one that catches my eye for now and that it always falls off is the start of NASCAR.
Okay.
Obviously, the Daytona 500.
Who you got?
I'm not one of those watchers.
I'm going with Bubba.
Okay, great.
He won a training thing yesterday.
The duel?
I don't know.
Okay, great. I will – Daytona 5 – NASCAR starts out hot, and then just slowly but surely it fades. And for me, I'm not saying –
well,
just for me and my viewership and the amount of time I dedicate to watching
it's also hard. And again, I hate when people do this to sports that I love.
Only the last three laps matter, Andy.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
Because
I get that.
Because I know we have a lot of big time NASCAR fans listening, and I'm not one of them. So I'm not like sitting here trying to tell a sport that I'm not a huge fan of what to do. But it's hard when the Super Bowl is the first event, like the Daytona 500.
And that's why it fades off. Well, because
they
got the race in Atlanta after that, right?
Right.
So they're, you still kind of keep up a little bit of local interest. And then, for me, it does fade in favor of, like, I'm a huge college baseball guy. College baseball's opening day is today.
Really? I don't know.
It is, yes. Softball started a week ago or two weeks ago.
I did know that because Bo told us.
Yeah. I love watching the UFC. The UFC's got a run of like 10 straight weeks.
Is there
events.
A season for that, or is that just
no?
Always?
They're always going. They okay. probably have like 45 events out of 52 weekends. Like they're churning them out. They have
smart.
A run that's going now. Not some of them are pay per view. Maybe you can't get it. Some of them are. You know, ESPN Plus. So I watched that. You mentioned golf. MLS is kicking off. I think that's going to be a big one here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I really think this is going to be a really fun and good team. So I think at least locally that kind of grabs it.
I agree.
There's the college basketball cram session.
This is I would say this is probably the most excited I've been for an Atlanta United team since. God, I don't know. It's been a couple of years. Like it's been a couple of years where you kind of lead into it. Like I don't know why would I.
And I think that's valid.
There's been so much change that at the very least, it's reasonable to expect it to be different. Now, is it going to be good? I don't know. We'll have to see them actually play. Injuries obviously play into that and all that. But like Miguel Almiron coming back is just exciting in and of itself. You've got a new manager. You've got a new technical director. Garth Lagerwey's fingerprints are kind of now everywhere on the organization.
Yeah.
The remnants of the previous regime. Not to say that that's bad. Obviously, the previous regime did a lot of good things, but it feels like a different thing now. Like officially, it's a totally different chapter for Atlanta United now than maybe the past couple of years. So I'm legit excited about it, and I hope they're really good because when they are. We're going to spend time talking about them. I mean, it's just it's just true. If they're exciting and interesting, then we're gonna get into it. If they're not, now the thing that is a little hard, I think, certainly been hard for me. You can listen to every game here on 92.9 The Game, which is great. Every single game is available right here to you on the radio station and on the Odyssey app. Watching the games is a little harder. Like
now they made
don't
it a little
have
easier.
The app, okay,
they're making it a little easier.
How?
Apple TV has agreed to put it on a couple of carriers.
Okay.
Now, you still have to have a package, right? But I know DirecTV. I don't know specifically. I know I'll be able to watch it on TV but because I have DirecTV. Also, for those wondering, if you have T-Mobile and you have the T-Life app, which is their app, if you have T-Mobile, they are going to give you a free season MLS season pass.
Oh.
And I think that's going to come available this coming Tuesday with your – T-Mobile Tuesdays.
This will be the third year that they're on Apple, right? Is this the third season that they're on Apple?
Sounds right.
I mean, I'm asking you this because you're the Atlanta United pregame, postgame.
Yeah.
You're certainly more dialed into it than most. Has there been a noticeable impact on the league?
The Messi thing.
From that?
Yeah. No. The noticeable impact was Messi.
Okay.
And without Messi, I can't imagine the drop-off it would have seen. Because I did not like – I understand the cash in – inflow, but I never thought it was a good move because you are taking a league away that's supposed to be growing from
making it
so many,
harder to watch your sport.
Yeah,
doesn't seem like a great business model.
And hopefully this agreement will make things easier. But again, you're still asking people, and there are games here and there are on regular TV, Fox or Fox Sports One. But you're making it tougher. Let me ask you this: we've talked college basketball, NBA, NHL, NASCAR, golf, MLS. College baseball, college softball. How far down that list is the UFL?
It's not
or
on
whatever
my
it's
list.
Called now.
There's no list for me that's on.
Yeah,
all due respect,
I'm the same way.
I love that those guys get to continue their football journey. We've seen guys go from that league to the NFL, like they've been able to resurrect. It's always hard when a professional league.
It's brutal.
Is the goal of being in the league is to get to the other better league. You know what I mean? Like
I pay attention to the results, but I don't watch the games. Like I know who wins while it's happening. I'll know who wins, but I don't watch the game.
What would motivate you to tune into UF? Like if I had a cousin who was on one of the teams, I'd probably watch. A brother, if my brother was on there, or like cousin.
And then the wild card
neighbor,
for me,
maybe if like a neighbor kid grew up.
The wild card for me that I'm very invested in, and you know me, is we're a year away from the Winter Olympics. And so U.S. Olympic trials are going to be coming down the pipe as well. I just saw the first ad for the mixed doubles curling that's going to be coming.
You did?
So I did.
Man, I can only imagine.
Well, look, I'm just saying, there's going to be U.S. Olympic trials.
When you see the first ad for the mixed doubles curling, is that like when they show the first ad for the Masters during the NFL playoffs?
Yeah, exactly.
You hear the music
like that.
And the Azaleas and Scott Van Pelt.
I just see Matt Hamilton's whatever his hairdo is called, and then I'm like, it's back, baby.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Who is it? Matt Hamilton?
You'll see him, and you'll know.
Never heard of that guy.
Matt Ham.
I am legit excited for the Auburn-Alabama basketball game tomorrow.
Yep.
Number one versus number two, college basketball. I think college basketball season, honestly, has been pretty fun this year. I think the product,
if you've paid attention,
the product
yeah.
is a bit better than it's been in years past. Obviously, Cooper Flagg is a pretty big part of that, being the star that he is. But, yeah, man, you're kind of a sports free agent at this point. It's up to you to decide what you want to watch and devote your attention to. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy to wrap the show up. Stands for Ask Me Anything. In order to do that, we got to have some people ask us stuff. We got a bunch of phone lines available, and as we've said a few times over the last couple of weeks, the AMA is a little longer than it used to be. It's about 15 minutes long now, so we got time for more questions, but we need questions in order to do that. So 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on hold and ask us something, anything that's been on your mind, anything you've ever wanted to ask me and Abe. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. What's up, Mo?
Yo, fellas, what's good?
Hey, Mo. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day, fellas. I don't know if you really tell dudes happy Valentine's Day, but sure, why not? Every day is the 14th when you're listening to Andy and Randy.
I like that.
Hey, so look, it's going to lead into a question. I found the cheapest Valentine's Day gift, but it's very thoughtful. So, I found out how to make roses out of paper. And now that I say it, it probably doesn't sound like it's that difficult, but it's pretty cool. You cut rose petals out, and you get a toilet tissue roll, and you do this whole little glue thing, and all of a sudden you got this rose. So gave wifey one at midnight and told her happy Valentine's Day, which she does not know. Is that I actually made a whole bouquet for her. So I gave her one, and she's like, oh, my God. And on that one, I wrote a note out. So if you look around the whole petals, you actually have to read the whole note. And she is like, that's dope. And I'm like,
it's very thoughtful.
Yeah, because last year I spent $250 on the Etouffee flowers that last for a year, which they're still alive, actually. You never water them, but they're still alive. So my question to you all is, and I asked y'all earlier in the week, what was the worst Valentine's Day gift you gave and what was the best you got? So what's the cheapest Valentine's Day gift that you guys have ever given, but it was appreciated? And for Abe, hey, man, how the dating scene going, man? What we got going on for Valentine's Day, Abe? Gotta tell
the world. All right, Mo. Thank you. I mean, the cheapest Valentine's Day gift I give every single year is the same thing, but it's always appreciated. It's free. But, you know.
Would you like to tell us what that gift is?
You can use your mind. Let your imagination.
I could, but I'm feeling a little lazy today. I was thought, you know.
Bounty.
I used all my brain power on.
I'll say this.
Put my brain power on Sports Jeopardy.
I'll say this. I'm very frustrated because the thing that I bought my wife for Valentine's Day has not arrived yet. And I bought it 2 weeks ago, and they said that it would arrive by the 12th. The 12th is Wednesday, and it didn't. And I got an email from them on Wednesday saying that it would be here on the 18th. So that's frustrating. I understand why people use Amazon and not these individual, boutique Etsy shops that I like to buy my stuff from. So that sucks. I don't think she's going to be too disappointed about it, but still, her gift's not going to be here today.
If it's good enough, worth the wait.
It'll be fine. It's not the end of the world. The cheapest gift.
Something you make. It's probably something
you make. Something you make. I mean, the first Christmas I lived here in Atlanta, every Christmas gift I gave everybody in my family was homemade. because I had $0
yeah.
to my name. Like, I was a part-time sports radio host overnight and an Uber driver. So we were scraping stuff. Thank God I won my fantasy football league that year, so I had a little bit of money to buy Ashley some stuff. But I made a bunch of homemade stuff that year because I was broke. But, you know, it's the thought that counts, right? Not really. It's not just the thought that counts. It's also, how's the thing going for you?
It's not great. Maybe luck changes tonight. Who knows? I've been swiping, but they have not been swiping. That's where the disconnect is.
I gotta feel like you're doing your part. I gotta feel like Valentine's Day, you can meet like a, you know, like a single.
I don't
like
want
a lonely person.
I don't know if I want someone in the desperate headspace. Like, I'm not going out looking for someone. I'm going out because I happen to have a free night, and it's one of the few that I've had, especially with Atlanta United season coming up. I'm going to be busy on most weekends.
What's wrong with desperate, though?
What you want?
You could bet. Yeah, sometimes. Like,
if you're looking for what I'm looking for, which is not what a lot of other dudes are looking for, I don't know if desperate's where I want to be at.
What are you looking for?
Relationship, man.
Relationships start from a desperate place sometimes.
No, they can start.
You never know.
Start on the upswing, man.
You know, it does. It can start anywhere.
Sounds like downswing momentum.
Again, too many stipulations. Too many stipulations to start. Just start. Just start, and then who knows what might happen from there. And relationships start all kinds of different places. Rock is on the south side. Hey, what's up, Rock?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I don't say happy Valentine's to dudes, but happy Valentine's to your loved
Happy
one.
Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Listen, got to do a date tonight, and I can't break the bank. Where is a good spot I can do for Valentine's Day?
Wahoo.
All right, Rock. What is it?
Wahoo.
Waffle House?
Yeah.
Phew. You got to have a lot of confidence.
Are they doing a special? I don't know if they're doing it. Are they doing a special heart-shaped waffle this year? I think they've done it in years past, potentially. I could be lying.
We have a heart-shaped waffle maker at home, and we made the kids heart-shaped waffles for breakfast this morning.
No offense. I think I prefer the Wahoo waffle.
Well, you haven't had our waffles, and also I wasn't offering
them.
You're not my child, you don't get any heart-shaped waffles. I mean, Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is a good option. Affordable prices, delicious food. They've got the shot over there, the spicy mango shot.
Part of Sweethearts Week.
Sweethearts Week. So this would be a pretty good option if you're looking for a place to spend Valentine's Day tonight. I mean, I would say maybe just cook. You know, I don't know what your cooking skills are like, Rock, but maybe dust off that go-to dish. Make something special for Valentine's Day. Could be an option. Tay the Great is in Doraville. Hello, Tay.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, Tay.
Hey, man. Happy Friday. I just got two quick things. I was just fixing to ask you all, what were y'all going to go out to eat, I guess, for today or tomorrow or whatnot for Valentine's Day? And the second question is, why y'all take my jingle off? My little case, hey, Randy, without saying Andy.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, Tay, I did really like that. We might have to use it. We can use it incorporated into like a rejoiner or something like that.
You may
notice. Uh-huh. Some, you know, with the breaks changing, right, to make some of these segments a little bit longer, they made all the show intros really short, so they got rid of some of that stuff. So, yeah.
I've seen that. Well, I love the show, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all keep me riding every day when I'm driving. Y'all keep us going, man. So y'all keep doing what you're doing, man.
I love you, Tay. Thank you. What was the first one? Oh, home. we're not doing anything special. All the special stuff was put into getting the kids taken care of at school with the cupcakes, and they had a pizza party in Lily's class, and there was all kinds of different Valentines for her classmates, and we gave everybody a book. Like, all the effort was put into that. So obviously we'll spend some time together tonight, but I don't think we're going anywhere.
Well, you got a big night planned.
We're going to watch Boston University
hockey. Watching,
hockey. BU hockey's taking on Providence, so it's going to be a big game tonight for us. JC is on 285. What's up, JC?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, just a real quick question. The first of which, what is a gift that you received for Valentine's Day that you did not like but had to pretend that you liked?
All right. Abe?
I don't really get a lot of Valentine's. It's been a long time since I've been in a relationship.
There's a noticeable silence from your side of the table.
It's been a long time since I've been in a relationship over the course of a February. I feel like I guess I'm like a March to January type of dater. It just falls apart. It's been a while since February was part of a relationship.
You're the must break up with before Valentine's Day gets here?
It hasn't been close to Valentine's Day.
I've never been the guy that did this, but I've had friends that would break up with girls before the holiday season. Because it's like, if you're with her at Christmas, you got to get her a Christmas gift. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, if you like her, then you should get her a Christmas gift. It's like, I don't think I like her.
Well, there's also people who won't, like, commit to labels or dating before Valentine's Day because then you feel pressured to have to get a gift.
Right. That's true. I don't think this was a Valentine's Day gift, but an ex-girlfriend got me a towel warmer for my bathroom, like a towel rack warmer. And that was just for her.
Those are so expensive now.
She thought my apartment was cold, so I think that was so she could use it. And then when we broke up, she took it. So that definitely was for her. So I didn't want it anyway. I don't want a towel warmer. What do you need a towel warmer for?
It's fancy, man. That's a fancy move.
That's also like...
You wear a robe around the house? Like, what are we doing?
I lived in the upstairs of a house. It was like a one-bathroom studio upstairs unit. It was the fanciest thing that I had in the whole apartment. Like, you can't live in a one-bathroom studio upstairs unit with a towel warmer. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's like parking a fancy car.
Welcome to my life of luxury. One-bedroom studio with a towel warmer.
We don't have any food in the fridge, but we do have a towel warmer. Come on in. All right. Michael is in his truck. Hey, Michael.
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing today?
Pretty good, Michael.
All right. I got three quick questions.
All right.
First question is, what y'all think the Braves going to do this season? Second question is, what do you think about the Atlanta Hawks trade between Cleveland and the Atlanta Hawks? And the third question is, do you think Kirk Cousins get traded?
All right, Michael.
I love y'all. Thank you for being who y'all are.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Those are kind of big topics of the last couple of weeks.
Right? You want me to answer them quickly?
Or summarize them? What do I think of what the Braves did in the offseason? Well, they didn't really do anything in the offseason. So.
Well, I thought he asked how they're going to do this season.
Oh,
what they're going to do this season.
I think the Braves are going to be good this season.
I think they'll be good.
Yeah, I think they'll be good this season. It's going to take health and some young guys overperforming expectations in order to win a World Series. But I think that they're going to be good this season.
The Cavs trade, I think you sold high on DeAndre Hunter, and I'm comfortable with that.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, well,
I think it's twofold. I think you sold high, although you didn't really get much in return. I would have liked to have gotten something future-wise in return outside of cap space.
Right.
But that's what you did. You cleared cap space in an ability to move DeAndre Hunter and actually get something in return. I think they had been trying to move DeAndre Hunter in past off seasons and trade deadlines and couldn't. Teams maybe would have taken him if you included something else with him. You were able to actually get something in return for him this time. And so, yeah, you sold high. And really what you did was you cleared some money off the books. Now you just got to spend it. And we could circle back on what you think of that trade in the summer if they go out and actually use that money to add to their roster. If they don't, then you circle back and say, yeah, that was a salary dump that they didn't use the salary. No, I don't think Kirk Cousins will be traded.
I think they'll try, and I think they'll probably fail, and we'll see what happens from there.
Breon is in Decatur. Hey, Breon.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
I got two things. One, Andy, and a man, Randy, not here. Andy, are you sure you're from Washington? You sure you're not from College Park? Because sometimes you be answering questions like, he's definitely from the A. Second thing, could y'all just shout my son out real quick? He wanted to just hear his name on the radio, man. I'm going to hang up and listen, man.
What's his name? I don't know his name.
DJ. Breon Wright Jr. DJ.
There you go. Yeah. Shout out to DJ. Breon Wright Jr. BJ. Breon Wright Jr. Shout out to BJ. Thanks for listening. That would have been a real shame if he would asked us to shout out his son.
I thought for sure he was headed that way.
Yeah. Shout out to BJ, man. Happy birthday. Thanks for listening. That's awesome. That's one of the things that I think that's like the number one reason to get into radio is to give people shout-outs. It's like the coolest part.
Are you low-key from College Park?
No. That's a great compliment. That's an awesome compliment. I listened to a lot of Outkast growing up. I don't know. all right. Is it too early? Can we do it? Are you still here, Abe? What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
I thought you were going to go to takeaways.
All right.
You want this one quick question on social media from Theo? If you're going to compete in either the 3-point contest or the dunk contest, which would you want it to be? Neither of us can dunk.
I mean, I would want it to be the dunk contest, but I can't.
Would
do
you
that.
Compete in a dunk contest if
no?
They had to use 10-foot baskets.
It doesn't matter how low the rim is. Yeah, I mean, I could dunk on 8, but what am I doing? You know what I mean?
You could
What am I doing on 8?
Reverse jam.
I mean, at 40, like
cradle the ball and come around.
I might have maybe
8 feet high, man.
I could dunk on 8.
You're
I'm just
fit.
Saying, like, I'm not doing a whole lot of tricks, though. Like, I'm not doing, like, I'm not, like, putting it between my legs or anything.
I think the thing with me is
I can shoot a little bit, though.
I would be creative with all the pre-dunk stuff that has no impact on whether or not you can actually dunk the ball.
You're, like, cleaning your shoes off.
I do some weird, wonky creative stuff. And then
bounce the ball in the air.
And then at the end, if you isolate just the dunk, it's
you
like
put on
it's
like the
just,
Spud Webb jersey.
It's just the dunk. Like, yeah. what are we doing here? But
and it's just an easy dunk. I do wonder.
Guys
because,
holding up threes for my score.
You do the 3-point contest. You get a rack of 5 balls,
yeah.
5 different spots. That's 25 shots.
Yeah.
How many of the 25 you think you could make?
7.
Really? I'd be happy.
But it's really 27 balls because you got the 2 deeper 5-point balls.
Fair enough. But if it's just 5, if it's just 25.
6 or 7.
All right. I'll take the under on that. Okay. Let's get the takeaways of the day. For myself, I mean. Takeaways of the day, wrap up show. Start with me. Abe said earlier, when I go hard. And that is true.
So Roman numerals. Good for Super Bowls and libraries. And man, the midday show with Andy and Randy, where we do go hard.
Apparently, desperation is exactly where you want to be. And
amen.
Every day is a day of love if you're listening to Andy and Randy.
Every day is the 14th. Have a good Valentine's Day, everyone. Have a safe weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.